21 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, talking today about bringing America together. What can Americans really agree on? One of the things I think everybody can agree on, left, right, center, is support for our veterans. I think it's very telling that the only holdover from the Obama administration that President Trump has kept on was the excellent Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And now there's a new way that you can bring Americans together in admiration for our vets and admiration for one of the most successful artists in America at the moment. His name is George W. Bush. He was also perhaps better known as President of the United States. President Bush, it's great to speak to you.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me. And I'm not sure you're about successful artists in the United States, but you're very kind.
Well, did you ever expect to be getting such positive reviews from New York Magazine and the New York Times? And I'm just looking at this. They say the New Yorker art critic, Peter Sheldahl, said the quality of President Bush's work is astonishingly high, and the portraits honestly observed and persuasively alive.
That's high praise, and I'm very grateful. I never thought that. My mission was to really bring attention to our vets and the issues they deal with, and for a man of that, for a critic of that renown to say positive things about the artist is a dividend.
He's not the only one, by the way. I mean, I could embarrass you by reading one positive review after another. And as somebody who's always, I've always been interested in painting and dabbled in it. But your portraits, which are part of the new number one bestseller in the country, it's called Portraits of Courage, a Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to America's Warriors. And we've posted information about the book up on our website at michaelmedved.com. The portraits here are remarkable and stunning. And I think people who care anything about our vets or about the arts should take a look at it. If I can mention, every penny of the proceeds goes to benefit people like the veterans you profile in the book.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you go about choosing the people you portray and the stories that you tell in this outstanding book?
Well, one of the things I've done in the post-presidency is, I've tried to stay close to our vets, and one way to do so is through mountain biking, which is a passion of mine, and golf. And so every year we have a lot of vets come down, and we participate in these Honor the Vets weekends that the Bush Center sponsors. And so I got to know them all, and some of them stories intrigued me. I felt like the paintings would be better given some of the nature of the problems they're dealing with. I liked the way some of them looked on the photographs that I have of them. And so it's a variety of factors. And I want to thank you for talking about the proceeds of the book going to support our wellness alliances that we're putting together at the Bush Center, because it's very important for our citizenry to rally around our vets and help them as best as we can, because they're the leaders of the future.
Well, and I don't think there's any doubt in it. And one of the things that shines through in all of these stories of these men and women who you portray in Portraits of Courage is a deep patriotism that, again, transcends any differences of race or background or, frankly, political ideology.
Exactly. Look, you and I got out of college at a very difficult time. And you remember that era where, the country had a draft and people were very upset about it. And there was a lot of protests and a lot of anger. And then we get attacked. So that's my frame of reference. Then 9/11 happens. And, I made it clear we're going to defend the country. And millions volunteered, knowing full well they could be put in danger. And it's an astonishing factor when historians analyze what took place after 9/11. And I wanted to remind people of how fortunate we are to have men and women such as those portrayed in the book who are willing to volunteer, all of whom came back with one form of an injury or another.
Mr. President, I know you, obviously you're not only a fan of painting, but you're a fan of baseball, and we're coming up to baseball season. So here's a softball or a cookie right down the center of the plate for you. Which position do you enjoy? Which task do you enjoy more? And why? A president of the United States or portrait painter?
Good question. President of the United States. Portrait painting is turns out to be a great learning experience for me, and I learn every time I put a brushstroke on, I learn. As president, it was also a great learning experience, but the stakes were a little higher. And I enjoyed being president. I enjoyed the ups and downs. I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I'm not president, because 8 years is plenty. And painting, what painting has done is it's helped me transition to private life, and it it's become a passion. And you know what it's like to paint, and it's liberating in many ways.
Well, it's extraordinary how many of these portraits you've put together. Do you have another? And in the center of the book, by the way, is a stunning mural that you did. Is that mural going to be positioned somewhere at the Busch Center, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. There's an exhibit up now, and it's going to remain up until October. And the mural that you talked about is the centerpiece of the exhibit. It's getting good response here in Dallas. People are coming to see it. People are very interested, I think, in the vets, and somewhat shocked that I can paint, and therefore they want to actually see the paintings. And then later on, we will farm these out to other art institutes so people can keep the issue alive, and the issue being, how do we help our vets? See, one of the things that people will discover when they read the book, Michael, is that stigma is a real problem. Somebody says, you know, I don't want people to know I'm hurt, or I don't feel comfortable talking about it. The second thing we've discovered is that peer-to-peer counseling works well. In other words, somebody, a vet who's been through what these other vets are going through are the best counselors. These vets are the best counselors. And thirdly, we've analyzed what's working well and what's not working well around the country in terms of helping them. So there's a blueprint here, and that is, admit you got a problem, turn to a fellow vet to seek help, and then that vet can then turn you to a group that has been very effective at helping them.
Well, one way that people can help vets is getting this moving new book, Portraits of Courage, which dramatizes some of the struggles that our veterans have undergone. It's a stunning art book of paintings by one of the most acclaimed painters of this moment in our history. His name is George W. Busch. Mr. President, thanks for what you're doing, and I hope your message gets across. And your message about involvement with vets is one that the new president, President Donald J. Trump, will enthusiastically embrace. We will be right back with more of the breaking news of the moment on The Michael Medved Show.
Portions of The Michael Medved Show are sponsored by Hillsdale College. Learn more at medvedforhillsdale.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.